obedience. Not many like the sound of the term, especially when applied to them. Be that as it may be, the facts remain that our Creator demands it, not only by virtue of a right of ownership, but also as an indicator of love. Jesus said, "Ye are my friends if ye do the things which I command you," John 15:14. Similarly, Jesus stated, "If ye love me, ye will keep my commandments," John 14:15. Jehovah uses three principles to motivate individuals to do that which is in their best interest to do and which bring glory to the Father: fear of punishment, promise of reward, and love. These three avenues are used by most parents. If a child does not do as instructed, there are unpleasant consequences. If a child does what is expected, there may even be a promise of reward in the way of allowances or privileges. However, though the parent may use the first two to encourage and secure obedience, what they desire more than anything is a child's obedience motivated by love. This segment isn't intended to convince the ungodly of their obligations to obey the commands of the Lord. They have already determined to exercise their free will to rebel. What we want to direct our attention to is how obedience is defined in actions. Obedience is defined as to hear, to listen, with an ethical significance of hearing with reverence and obedient assent. Thus, we are dealing with the act of hearing under or of subordinating oneself to the person or thing heard, hence, to obey. With these thoughts in mind, we'll consider six essential characteristics of obedience. 1. Action. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven," Matthew 7:21. 2. No additions to God's truth. Jesus said concerning the word of God, "Thy word is truth." In reference to the law, Jehovah said, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you," Deuteronomy 4:2. In like manner, 3. No subtractions from the truth. Jehovah said, "Neither shall ye diminish from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Jehovah your God," Deuteronomy 4:2. 4. No substitutions to the truth. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, were devoured by fire that came forth from before Jehovah, because they offered strange fire before Jehovah, which he had not commanded them, Leviticus 10:1-2. 5. Obedience requires that the action be authorized. Paul said, "And whatsoever ye do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him," Colossians 3:17. 6. Obey God rather than man. Having been instructed by the ruling class to cease their proclaiming of the gospel, Peter said, "We must obey God rather than men," Acts 5:29. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "For we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And again, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they that live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who for their sakes died and rose again." 2 Corinthians 5:9-10 and 14-15.